This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
We're going to close today with a story about falling in love with reading. Karen Russell is the author of Vampires in the Lemon Grove and many stories published in The New Yorker. She often uses elements of fantasy in complex stories about complex people. And she wrote an essay for us about the beginning of her journey as a writer, which started at Pizza Hut.
It's 1990. You are 10 years old, and Pizza Hut has launched a program called Book It to promote reading. For every 10 books you read, you get a certificate for a free one-topping pizza.
Now, for your information, we didn't make that up. Pizza Hut's Book It program is still going strong.
It turns out that there is no greater pleasure than reading for pizza. No longer do you feel guilty about eschewing the real world. Now you have an unassailable American motivation. You're a breadwinner. Literally. For days at a stretch, you dissolve into Terry Brooks's The Sword of Shannara series, a sort of Tolkien spin-off, Middle Earth for Cold War kids. You read in the bathroom, in the dry tub, so the light doesn't wake your sister. Water lisps out of the faucet onto your pajamas. You clock into the Four Lands at 10 p.m. and emerge at dawn, with purple night shift bags under your eyes. You're sore from flying over Skull Kingdom on the back of a winged rock, aghast at the carnage in the mountains. Freemen are striking back against the Federation. Across the Blue Divide, the Shadowmen are gathering. Armageddon looms. You earn another cheese pizza. At Pizza Hut, your younger siblings drink fountain soda from red cups, bite into cartoon yellow mozzarella. Sit back with your arms folded. Get a refill, Dad, you encourage, like some magnanimous king. Everything is going aces until the waitress, who, like a raccoon, combines indifference and nosiness, flips through the Book It certificate. 1. The Sword of Shannara. 2. The Wish Song of Shannara. 3. The Elf Stones of Shannara. Your dad laughs and makes a joke about the gallstones of Shannara. Last month, she read Pride and Prejudice, your mom says, then hustles you toward the car. In the car, your mom asks to see one of the Shannara books. A young man, who looks like Jodie Foster dressed as Robin Hood, is holding a big glowing rock. That's Will Omsfort, scion of Shannara, you explain. He and Amberlee have to rekindle the seed of the Elkris, a tree that produces this sort of ozone layer of magic. It's deteriorating faster than the elves can say chlorofluorocarbons. Your mom seems to have stopped listening. Are these for school? She asks hopefully. Last month, you humped around a water-stained copy of Pride and Prejudice, and nobody said boo to you. In that book, some British sisters vie to get their dance cards punched. In the Shannara books, a nuclear holocaust has wiped out almost every living thing, and the Amsford siblings have rediscovered a burning green magic germinating under the world, the past waiting to be reborn as future. The Elfstones is so much better than Pride and Prejudice. Yet it has been made clear to you that the Austen book is a classic, while Terry Brooks is a hack. So give up on the honor system. You want your pizza, so you start filling in the Bookit certificate with all manner of school-approved literature. Little Women, Little Men, Stuart Little. In the dead of night, keep reading Terry Brooks until you're out of books. Years later, watch a new generation of readers beam stories about adolescent wizards and eloquent unicorns directly onto their Kindles. They sit on the bus blabbing openly to one another about hippogriffs, pixies. Feel a curmudgeonly awe at their cheerful indifference to your or any adult eavesdropper's opinion. Watch approvingly as they walk down the sidewalk with their secret wings spreading above them, their shadows in the open. These magic lovers, these children of the future.
Karen Russell. We recently published her story, Orange World, which you can find at newyorker.com.